First, our next guest was feeling his age, and what's more, around 50 years old, he was also feeling a little out of shape.
So he decided to turn his fitness goals into a chance to embark on an adventure that he could actually finish in a year or so and get to know his home state a little better.
Keith Ulig is with us to talk about his project to run and ride in all 72 of Wisconsin's counties and to share what he's learning along the way with us right now. He's a regional features reporter for the USA Today Network in central Wisconsin. Keith, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Keith, how'd you come up with this idea to bike or to run in all 72 of Wisconsin's counties?
That's not a simple answer, but I guess the quickest thing is last summer, I had a kind of a terrible summer. I was in a bike crash, broke my collarbone, and it really felt like I lost, you know, a chance to get out and about a lot. And also, I lost a lot of fitness, too, gained some weight. So I have a lot of running and cycling friends, and we were talking about goals. And somebody, one of my friends, suggested, let's see how many states we can run in. And I've run in 11 states so far on a road trip. And then people started, I write about this on a blog I call Wandering Central Wisconsin, even though it's not about that. And after I got back and wrote about it, people started asking me, oh, are you going to do all 50 states? And, well, I cannot do all 50 states. So I started looking around for something that I could do, and I sort of blundered upon the county idea.
And you call this project, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, the 2017 Runnin' and Ridin' in Wisco Project. Where did the name come from?
I wanted a name that would be complicated because in somewhat, it's a bit of a spoof of these stories like in magazines and online that I consume endlessly about how to be a better runner, how to be a better cyclist, all this stuff. And a lot of it is, you know, these projects or I've done this for X amount of days, look what happened. So it was kind of a spoof and I that's what I came up with.
And you have an overall impression of Wisconsin now. I mean, you're not done with this project by any means, but you've been running and biking in several counties now. What is your overall impression of how Wisconsin holds up as a place where you can get out in nature and exercise?
Well, here's the thing that really surprised me is how easy this is. In terms of easy, of finding really cool places in each county. I thought it might be a little difficult, like where do I run in Iowa County, for example, just to pick one. I haven't checked into Iowa County yet, but my guess is that there's a trail or a off-road bike lane in Iowa County that will be stunning. That's a driftless area, so it's kind of a no-brainer too. But one of the things that, like, I had not been to Rusk County, as far as I know, never visited Ladysmith. And that turned out to be one of the best so far in that I got on the Ice Age Trail and ran through some stunning landscapes. And then I found this little cafe called the Toad House in downtown Ladysmith and just had a great coffee and a nice meal. And it was just, that's when I was going, wow, I'm onto something here.
Are you having a lot of those fun discoveries that you would have had no idea about otherwise?
Yeah, I think I am. I haven't done a lot of... So none of this is really planned out or thought out in any sort of detail. What I'm finding is when I say it's easy, it's this, like, there are a lot of choices out there, you know, for trails. And like Door County, I want to take a ferry to Washington Island, and I want to bike across Washington Island, then take the ferry to Rock Island and run on Rock Island. And I've never been to either one of those places.
They're pretty great.
Yeah. Well, in Door County, I have been to Door County. I've run in Door County and cycled in Door County. And it's incredible. But I haven't run across a county yet where there isn't something really interesting that I want to go see or do.
The problem I would worry about, Keith, is you look at a county and there's, you know, 5 or 10 great things you could be doing. How do you narrow it down once you've picked your next county on the list?
Well, I'm very, very lazy, so I'll look at the easiest one. and also, some of this is going to be strategic in that I'll have to sort of, like, get more than one if I'm going to do this and complete it, which is very much a question. It'll be an utter failure if I, you know, don't get to all the counties. But, you know, I'll look for back roads and I'll cycle in three or four counties all in one day.
We're talking right now with Keith Ulig, regional features reporter for USA Today Network in central Wisconsin, talking about his 2017 project to run and to bike in all 72 of Wisconsin's counties. And Keith, you said one of your goals here is to talk to people, to meet people, and you've been doing that. How has that been working out, connecting with your fellow Wisconsinites in different counties?
That's the hardest thing, because I tend not to be very outgoing when I'm doing this, and I tend to go for places that are quiet, you know, quiet and in the woods and so on and so forth. And so I can't count like a business transaction either. It has to be a significant, one of my friends, Mark, calls them significant trip contacts when he's traveling, and he writes it down. So it has to be a conversation. And like my last one was a Langley County run, and I didn't see anybody. I went to a coffee shop, and you know, you're all sweaty. It's hard to go up to somebody and you know start talking. But I ran into this cyclist who had a flat tire, and I stopped and I gave him a ride into Wausau, where I live. So that was, I thought, oh my goodness, you know, there's karma going on here that his bad karma was my good karma, and I got my significant trip contact.
Now, you're going to new places, places you're not familiar with. I understand you had to get comfortable with a lot of maps along the way. Is that right?
Yeah, I use like four books. I use the Wisconsin Atlas and Gazetteer. I use a basic atlas or, you know, basic road thing. I've got a National Geographic book that I got that outlines recreational opportunities. That's primarily for fishermen or anglers and hunters. But I find that, you know, the trails are on it too, like the state biking trails. And then I'm a member of the Rails to Trails organization, and I bought the Wisconsin book, and it's got, I think it's like 300, I don't know how many, I can't remember the miles of Rails to Trails in Wisconsin, but it's immense.
And looking at what you've achieved so far, how about those exercise goals? I mean, you were running not on flat pavement, for instance. You're talking about biking across Washington Island and then running Rock Island. Sounding a little triathlon-y here. Are you getting more physically fit?
Oh, boy. I don't know. You know, so I feel like I'm getting more fit. I think one of the things, like, for example, when I went to Adams County, I ran with a group there, which was outside of my comfort zone, but I found it to be such a great experience that I joined a running group here in Marathon County, and that's been helping me to get really fit. I haven't lost any weight yet because I tend to eat when I go on these things too, but, you know, I think I'm getting fitter. I'm just not. I'm still fat. Fit, but fat.
Do you have the next county selected yet?
I'm not exactly. I ran, actually, the last one I ran on Saturday, Brown County, I ran the Bellin 10K, which was on my radar screen because I had a family reunion in that county. I think my next one will be, I've got one mapped out. I want to go to Whitewater. There's a great bike shop down there called Bicycle Wise and Sports Fitness, so I want to go down there. There is a Heart and Soul race in Pittsville, which will be, I think that's Wood County. That's July 3rd in the evening. I would like to do that. I'm thinking on July 4th I might head west and get Chippewa and Eau Claire counties.
Nice. And Keith, only a couple seconds left. Can you name one trail for us to get out and try there in one of your favorite counties?
Well, I've got to go with the Mountain Bay Trail. That starts in Marathon County, and I've gone both ways. It goes from Weston, which is outside of Wausau, to Howard near Green Bay. I've rode the whole length of that trail both ways, and it was great.
Well, Keith, good luck to you, and thanks a lot for talking today.
Thanks for having me.
Keith Ulig is a regional features reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin in central Wisconsin, and he's joining us to talk about his 2017 project to run and bike in all 72 of Wisconsin's counties.